when we wake up, our brain goes into what is our default mode network. So upon waking in those first sort of 5 to 30 seconds, we start replaying the thoughts from the previous day in our previous life. So out of the 65 to 70,000 thoughts that we have on a daily basis, 90% of them are the same as the day before.
Welcome to the Visibility Strategies for Women Entrepreneurs podcast, where we empower female business owners to step boldly into the spotlight and claim the recognition they deserve. I'm your host, Tori Barker. I'm passionate about helping women like you transform your visibility into tangible business success. Each week on this show, we'll dive deep into game-changing strategies, share inspiring success stories from women who've mastered their visibility, and offer practical, actionable advice you can implement immediately. Whether you're just starting your entrepreneurial journey, pivoting your business model, or ready to elevate your existing presence to new heights, you'll discover effective approaches to create exciting opportunities and expand your reach. So let's harness the power of strategic visibility and grow your business together. Welcome to the show. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us again on the Visibility Strategies for Women Entrepreneurs podcast. I am very excited to introduce my guest way, 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 way far away in Australia, Cindy Kohler. Welcome on.
Thank you, Tori. It's so lovely to be on. We are a few thousand kilometers away from each other, but, you know, through the magic of podcasts, etc., we can be right in each other's living room. So, yeah, it's lovely to be on here.
Yeah, so let's jump right in and tell me the personal turning point that led you to dedicating your life to mindset coaching and helping others be the best versions of themselves.
Well, great question, Tori. Thank you so much. It's I think there's a really key piece for me in my life around mindset. I've been delivering mindset transformational coaching for over 15 years, delivering around 10,000 hours. But the key piece for me in my life around understanding the power of the internal dialogue came when I was 21 and I was lying in a hospital and I'd had a significant car accident. And it wasn't my first car accident. As you know, teenage years can be some challenging times. And I was dealing with a number of different things at that time. The surgeon at that time that done some surgery on me hadn't given me enough pain relief. So I was lying in hospital after some surgery and in a lot of pain. And there was a Buddhist nun next to me visiting another Buddhist nun who'd had some surgery, and she could see I was in a lot of pain. So she taught me some simple techniques around mindfulness and around breathing and around meditation. And it took me out of significant pain to something quite manageable. And it was at that time that I really felt the power. I went, there is something very powerful here about being able to control the internal dialogue and take back control where you believe there is a lack of control. So it's been a 39-year dedication to mindfulness, meditation, and really leaning into that power. Yeah. And really sort of expanding that. So that would be kind of, you know, the key start point for me as a young 21-year-old.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Way back when Jesus wore shorts.
Yeah. You know, it's so amazing. And I love to hear when people take things from such troubled times, right? Like either an accident or a significant change or loss or something that was like almost rock bottom. It feels like rock bottom at the moment, right? And turn it into something that's so joyful and passionate or, you know, helpful and making an impact for so many other people. And I think people listening, you don't have to necessarily have those moments of, you know, a car crash to realize how important mindfulness is. mindset, internal, clarity. I mean, even just as business owners, there's challenges that we come up against that, we feel totally disconnected, and we feel this misalignment or these struggles, this impossible mountain to climb. And so, I think people need to hear, like, you don't have to be at that moment in order to need these types of things. And I'm sure you talk about that often, about the importance of this and how you tie it into helping people within their business and being successful that way as well.
No, you're absolutely spot on, Tori. You can come at, change in your life through like significant pain. Like, well, I call it the universal sledgehammer. It comes along and it kind of, it might give you a tap of lower back sort of twinge or pain, and then all of a sudden, bam, you're lying on the couch and you can't move for a period of time. So, there's those really painful moments in our life, and let's not kid ourselves, we all get them. Life is filled with various different challenges. Or you can get ahead of the bell curve and look at it proactively and say, well, I can take a hold of my life and look at creating something spectacular when I'm in a position of pleasure, when I'm actually in a really good state. And I think there's something even more empowering when you're in that position to create something within your internal dialogue when things are going well. And as business women and as entrepreneurs and business owners, it's a very powerful tool that we can use to really get ahead of our mindset.
And obviously the podcast is about visibility, and I talk often about the two layers of visibility, and I think where you come from is really that internal layer, because there's a for people who may be new to this, my philosophy is there's an internal and an external visibility. And the internal visibility really has to do with true clarity around who you are, knowing your why, having the confidence, and the direction to be okay with being visible. And so I'd love for you to talk a little bit more about that internal side and maybe how you can help entrepreneurs to understand who they truly are beneath the surface so they can be visible and successful entrepreneurs.
Yeah, it's a very powerful podcast that you have here when you look at those two different things and you look at visibility from an internal and an external space. So from my knowledge studies and decades of working with different people, I find that the two are very deeply intertwined. And from a business owner and entrepreneurship position, you can let the external determine the internal. You can let the storm and the chaos of what's going around you absolutely affect and determine your internal state, or you can reverse engineer it, which would be, from my perspective, the above the line piece or the empowered state for an individual. And you can take control of your life by determining that internal state. And that starts in those first few seconds in the morning. So when we wake up, our brain goes into what is our default mode network. So upon waking in those first sort of 5 to 30 seconds, we start replaying the thoughts from the previous day and our previous life. So out of the 65 to 70,000 thoughts that we have on a daily basis, 90% of them are the same as the day before. So if we didn't take control, or we don't take control of our internal dialogue, then essentially we become victims and a repetition of that which is our past, because our mind is purely just a record of the past, right? It's like a tape recorder, or something that's just like a memory. But if we wake up in the morning, we say, you know what? What is the emotional state that I want to feel today, right? And from my perspective, if I can, from me, I'm choosing joy. I'm choosing abundance. I'm choosing gratitude. I'm choosing fulfillment. I'm going for all the good stuff, right? And I'm choosing for adventure and learning and growth. And that is what I want to embed in my morning. So my morning meditations and my morning internal dialogue is like, oh, thank you so much for this beautiful day. I get to take another breath. All right. That's how it starts every day. And then I go into embedding and saying, you know, this is who I am from this emotional state. And I will speak then in the dialogue of who it is I want to become. So my current dialogue is I am embedding a deeper level of belief in myself. Because imagine what we could do as women in business and entrepreneurs if we had 100% belief and trust in ourselves.
Yeah.
Right? If we listened to our internal higher self, whatever language you want to use around that, our intuition or whatever.
Yeah.
If we were to truly believe and trust ourselves and have faith in ourselves, what is it that we couldn't do? Right?
Yeah.
So to build that up in the morning and to walk into your day with an emotional state that is really high, to have an internal dialogue that is about belief, trust, faith, and I will listen deeply to myself. And in that way, we create an inner calm, an internal visibility that is inner calmness and clarity. That is based in great emotional and great language. And the external stuff is still going to happen, right?
Yeah.
The car is still going to pull out in front of us. The person's going to forget our coffee order. You know, a staff member's going to turn up and say, oh, I've got to go because my child's sick. And, you know, the economy's going to do what the economy is.
Yeah.
But when we're in that beautiful space, we can go, all right, how am I going to respond?
Yeah.
How
You get
am
to
I
choose.
going to? That's right.
Yeah.
What decision am I going to make in this space that is the best for myself, for my staff, for my clients, for my business? Right. And that way, I believe we set the tone of how we go through this life. Yeah. And our energy speaks volumes because when you walk into a space feeling like that, people are like, oh, I want what she's having, right? They want to be around you in that space. So in terms of internal visibility, using your language, seeing ourselves for who it is and how we want to feel and who it is we see ourselves as the truly empowered women that we are, and owning that and leaning into it is a very powerful start to the morning.
Yeah, I love everything about what you just said, because it's something that I've learned over the course of my journey as an entrepreneur. Because coming from the corporate space, it was very much, you know, you go to work, you follow this routine, you check the boxes, you do all the things, right? But when you're an entrepreneur, you're guiding the ship, right? And you're most of the time, you're the one who is leading the charge on everything. Like, if everything falls on your back in a good way and sometimes in a bad way, right? But I think the more in tune you can be with yourself and clarity on the direction and aligned with the purpose and really truly honing in on that calmness inside as an entrepreneur is something that once you figure that out will take you beyond, right? And I've learned, you know, I've worked with a coach of my own and we've set a mantra for myself, right? So something that, you know, I'm in a season of learning right now. And so I have this certain mantra that I just repeat to myself over and over again. It's just, you know, repeat that dialogue in a positive way instead of, you know, waking up and repeating the negative side of things. Like, let's rework your thought process. And I think that's something important for people to hear is that, you know, you can sit down and evaluate your season, if you will, and what it is that you need to internally remind yourself of and build that language into your daily practice, either through meditation or words or note cards that you place around your office or whatever it is. It's so important because if the business owner itself is not healthy, you know, in the right mindset, then the business is going to be affected because of that.
Spot on, Tori. And, you know, leadership is a critical skill that needs continual work.
Yeah.
And I think the preemptive to that is self-leadership.
Totally.
Self-leadership is that piece that the leader needs to take full responsibility for their thoughts, for their emotional state, for the actions and the habits that they bring in to their life. And that's, you know, if if my belief in myself, if my thought about myself is one of value and worth, if my language is around that, then my habits are reflective of that. You know, I get regular checkups, I do the exercise, I eat the good food, I speak kindly to self, and that is projected out into, you know, when I work with others, then I'm demonstrating that I'm a living example of that. So the leadership is a reflection of the self leader. And I think, you know, in my own life, I demonstrate when my internal dialogue, and I think this is really critical to point out as well, you know, I still have, you know, the voice on the shoulder that goes, you know, you can't do that. Who do you think you are? And compare, you know, the comparison, the inner critic, you know, the self-doubter. All of those things. I still, you know, those still voices are there. The volume is just turned down on them now, so that when I go into a challenging space, I can still hear the little voice come up and I just go, you know what? That's a lie.
Yeah.
That's a lie. You can stop. You can go now, and I'll do a physical action. You know, you could do a Taylor Swift, right? You could shake it off, or you could say stop, or you could brush it away.
Yeah.
But to acknowledge that the negative thought process, because of our limbic brain, we will have a negative bias, to just to hear it, call it out, observe it, call it out, accept it, and then say, yeah, nah, duh, you're a liar.
Yeah.
Out. And then replace that with the good and the positive, and the truth about ourselves is that we are magnificent beings.
Yeah.
So I think that is a key part as well to acknowledge.
I love that you said, yeah, I love that you said the physical reaction, right? Like the, like, no, like, you know, it's so interesting. Done.
Like, and some people will just step out, right?
Yeah.
And some leaders will go out and physically shake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Like to, and you'll see animals do it as well when they need to release cortisol or stress. They'll shake.
Oh yeah, right?
Yeah. So it is doing something physical is very powerful. Saying something out loud. Yeah.
Yeah.
And using music as
I
well.
Love it.
Like, you know, if you're feeling a bit like flat or what have you, to put on a song that you know is going to take you into a different space. Oh yeah. You
Oh
want to
yeah.
be using that. Yeah. We
Well,
have various anthems that we use, right?
Oh, absolutely. I know. I've got my current song that I'm using, so I can totally relate.
You've got to share that with a story. You can't keep that a secret.
Oh, maybe for another podcast. No.
I love that. Outstanding.
Oftentimes the people that I come up against or start, you know, talking to often tell me I feel like the best kept secret in my industry or with what I do. So what internal stories or identities do you often see people holding themselves back when they come and say these things? I'm the best kept secret. Like, what are those internal dialogues, do you think?
Yeah, the basis is in fear. So the best kept secret, a thought starts first and then an emotion comes with it. So the thought is generally a comparative thought, like I'm not as good as, or it could be that I feel doubt about putting myself out there. But the associated emotion is fear.
Yeah.
And why do we fear that? Because we fear rejection.
Yeah.
So, you know, why don't you make the sales call? Essentially because we fear someone saying no, right?
Yeah.
And sort of 80% of people would be in the space of basically not making a sales call or not putting their business out or not asking for business or not asking for a Google review because, oh, what if they say no? Right. And that would hurt.
Yeah.
In that spot. However, if I'm to flip that and the opposite, like, you know, you can't sell a secret. If your belief about yourself is, you know, I'm here and I'm put on this planet and there's only ever going to be one of me.
Yeah.
Right. And I feel like I'm the best kept secret, then I think we owe it to ourselves for we've only get one run at this life, right? That's it. And it's a pretty short lifespan, is to actually fully embrace that and put ourselves out there. Because what is the absolute worst thing that can happen? Essentially, we learn,
Yeah.
right? And
Yeah.
I have failed so much in my 25 years of business, and that's what makes me so successful.
Love that.
Because I go, okay, I tried that, or that didn't work. Okay, I tried that, or that didn't work. I tried that and part of that worked. Okay, I'll take that with me. And
Yeah.
like, okay, let's try a marketing campaign. Oof, I didn't get that quite right, but let's tweak it and let's put it out there again. Like, let's write a keynote. Let's get up on stage and fumble our way through it. But like the next time you do it and the next time you do it,
Yeah.
yeah. And that's where it's the worst case scenario is learning. That's it. And that's a good thing, right?
Absolutely. I think we can't grow
Yeah.
unless we learn. And I think that's, I was going to ask you, what do you think is the patterns of successful business owners? And I think you just nailed it right there, is just continuing to try, right? Just trying and, finding new versions of what you tried, like iterations of this work that didn't work, take this forward, get rid of that, and just continue to be persuasive or persistent in your challenge and your growth. I think that's a big key to it.
Yeah, I, you know, business isn't, small business isn't, and business isn't for the faint-hearted, right? Leadership isn't for the
But
faint-hearted,
yeah, absolutely.
not at all. I think it takes a high degree of courage. And one of the key qualities I notice about successful business owners is resilience.
Oh,
And I
yes.
notice that in working with professional athletes and professional musicians, because they put themselves out onto the stage, be that a field or be that a, an actual stage. And
Yeah.
business owners are the same. They put their product or their service out on the stage. Brené Brown would say, the courage of entering the arena, right? So they put themselves out there, and when they get knocked down, it's the resilience, like to say, okay, I'm going to have another go and I'm going to try again. And the other thing I notice about really successful business owners is the imperfect action. They
100%. Yeah.
take action. They take lots of action. They chuck tons of action at something, knowing that it's not perfect, but let's put it out there and let's have a go at it. And then we'll learn from it and we'll tweak and we'll change it as we go along. Putting stuff out there and knowing, I don't even know what perfect is, but
Yeah.
imperfect action is a key thing to successful business ownership and entrepreneur and leadership. We'll trial something. We'll try something. Let's just try something. And it could
Yeah.
be spectacular and it could be rubbish, but it could be something in the middle too that we can
Yeah.
work on.
Yeah,
Yeah. So let's just
absolutely.
have a go at it. Yeah. Resilience is really big. Yeah, it's a
So,
key thing.
one final question. Can you share one piece of advice, or a thought or action or just any guidance for our listeners and what they can take with them to take those steps to moving into a better space for themselves?
Yeah, look, I think there's two key pieces. Number one would be like take control of those first moments of your morning. When you choose with intention to set your emotional state and your thoughts in those first few seconds of waking by, putting on a meditation or putting on something positive or choosing to journal or whatever it is in those first few seconds. It's a critical part of taking ownership over your mind, your mindset, your thoughts, your emotional state. It's a very, very powerful time of the day. And the second one is I just want to share something with you that my coach shared with me the other day. And I thought it's very beautiful. And it's a little saying, a mantra. You can call it what it is, call it whatever you want. But I wrote it up on a piece of paper. It's, in pencil on the wall, stuck with a bit of blue tack. And it says, I will succeed at whatever I desire to complete when the right moment arrives.
Oh, I love
All right.
that.
And it's a very beautiful piece. And I can relax in myself with confidence and clarity, knowing that when I put the right effort into something and I really play full out, that I will succeed.
Yeah.
And it embeds that belief that I will succeed and I will keep doing the attempts. At the right moment, success is mine. So I thought I'd share that with your listeners. I will succeed at whatever I desire to complete when the right moment arrives.
Oh, Cindy, thank you so much. That is amazing words to
Absolute
leave us
pleasure.
with. Yeah. How can people get in touch with you if they want to learn more about you or tap into your beautiful emotional joy and just everything that you exude? How can they get in touch with you?
My business is called Mind Garage. So my website is mindgarage.com.au. You can jump on an email with Cindy at mindgarage.com.au. You'll find all the socials around that space as well at the Mind Garage. So that's probably the easiest way to get in touch. Any questions at all that your listeners have at all, then please reach out.
Yeah, Cindy, thank you so much. It's been a true honor and pleasure to get to know you, speak with you, share your story, and I just appreciate having you as a guest today.
Oh, honor and blessing to you too, Tori. Thank you so much, and to your listeners.